An effort to scoop thousands of turtle eggs from their nest to save them from the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico will begin in the coming weeks in an attempt to keep an entire generation of threatened species from vanishing. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is coordinating the plan, which calls for collecting about 70,000 turtle eggs in up to 800 nests buried in the sand across the Florida Panhandle and Alabama beaches. Chuck Underwood is a public information officer for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Florida. He says that although the operation is risky, it is the best option under the current circumstances.
This is not a foolproof plan. It's been described to me as being the least offensive of a number of unacceptable options. The reality is we know if we don't do anything that these hatchlings will in fact impact oil. They'll impact oil that's much more toxic than might otherwise occur further eastward or along the Atlantic coast. The result is we could lose all or a significant portion of this generation. Moving these nests at any time is problematic to begin with. So there's a good chance that we're going to have additional mortalities related to this effort. We understand that. It's not that we're looking for that to happen, but it is going to happen up above the natural mortality that would have otherwise occurred. But again, if we do nothing, we will definitely lose all these hatchlings with a very high probability. If we at least make the attempt, we may save at least a few. This is really an extraordinary effort being made by a variety of partners. Not only national government and state governments, but we have private individuals who are volunteering the time to go out and collect the nest for us. They are permitted and have some experience, but when you start moving 700 nests, it's some extraordinary circumstances we're faced with, and we are very hopeful that the effort will at least provide some validity to save this generation of